Nourish your inner power with alcohol-free organic sparkling teas and botanicals made with ethically sourced, regeneratively grown ingredients. That's right, drinksarilla.com. That's drink SARILLA.com. And you can check out their variety of flavors from sparkling organic green hibiscus tea to sparkling organic white ginger tea. They have sparkling organic apple black tea, sparkling organic lemon black tea, Tulsi lime sparkling botanical, and rooibos vanilla sparkling botanical as well. That's six different flavors to serve. Or you can check them out online and get the Cirilla Starter Pack sampler gift. DrinkCirilla.com. Try it today.
Welcome to the Bullish Picks Podcast. All information herein is for information purposes only. Nothing heard on this podcast is considered financial advice. Bullish Picks cannot and does not assess, verify, or guarantee the adequacy, accuracy, or completeness of any information heard on this show. The hearer bears responsibility for her or his own investment research and decisions. Great day, family. You are tapped into the Bullish Picks Podcast with your main man, 100 Grand, Ken Blanks Harrell, right here. Streaming on your favorite podcast and platform, where we give you everything you need from Main Street to Wall Street so that you can navigate these choppy waters. You got stock market questions, I've got stock market answers. Tap in, catch me on IG at Ask Blank. All right, we are here, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, my favorite time of the week when I get to connect with my people and we talk about what's trending in these mean streets of Wall Street as we count down my top 24 picks at or below $24 a share for the year 2024 right here on the Bullish Picks Podcast with your main man, 100 Grand, Ken Blanks Harrell. And we're going to jump right into it. 2 feet first with an oldie but goodie, Macy's Inc., the one and only Macy's Inc., ticker symbol M. Now, you know you've been around Wall Street for a minute when you got a single letter ticker symbol. Now, I'm not in love with the retail space. No, not at all. However, Macy's offers an intriguing statement of position to me in the retail space. And maybe you'll get some of my vibe of why I made my list as I do a little breakdown of this company. And if not, that's cool too. I would love to get your feedback as to why you wouldn't have put this stock on this list as bargain buys. We're going to jump right to the description on Yahoo Finance. Macy's Inc., an omni-channel retail organization, operates stores, websites, and mobile applications in the United States. The company sells a range of merchandise, such as apparel and accessories for men, women, and kids, cosmetics, home furnishings, and other consumer goods under the Macy's, Bloomingdale's, and Blue Mercury brands. It also operates in Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, and Al Zahar, Kuwait, under licensing agreements. The company was formerly known as Federated Department Stores, Inc., and changed its name to Macy's Inc. in June of 2007. Macy's Inc. was founded in 1830 and is based in New York, New York. Now, you know, I like companies that's been around since the 1800s. I like companies been around since the 1800s. I like companies been around. They 1830 at that. So you got to consider, by 1930, Macy's was already 100 years old. So in 6 years, in 2030, Macy's will be 200 years old. They figured it out. If you want somewhere secure, out the way, to put your money, this might be a play. Why? Because they've been getting money since the 1800s. They literally been around almost 200 years. They figured it out. people like their product, services, the customer service, something. You like something about a company for it to exist for nearly 200 years. Through whatever ups and downs, pandemics, plandemics, wars, you name it. Recessions, depressions, they've been here. They've seen that, done that. Macy's Inc., consumer cyclical sector, department store industry, 85,581 full-time employees. Macy's Inc. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and see what we can find out on some due diligence. The time of this recording, Macy's is right at $18.56 per share. Market capitalization is currently just over $5 billion. Market cap, 2.19 beta, a little sensitive. P.E. ratio for the trailing 12 months, just shy of 49. Macy's is profitable. They have a 38-cent per share EPS. And they also pay a dividend. They pay 69 cents per share, which represents a 3.74% yield. So 3.74% is certainly higher than you get in most any savings account. It's competitive with a lot of checking and money market accounts and CDs and things like that out there. So you're getting something to offset the rate of inflation for sure. So that helped. I looked at dividends as icing on the cake. It's very hard, in my opinion, to build real wealth off of just dividends alone, unless you have a long-term horizon for investing and you can put a lot of capital to work. Because again, in this case with Macy's, you're getting paid 69 cents per share per year. So if you want those 69 cents to start adding up into $69 and then $690 and then $6,900 and the like, you need to accumulate a whole heap load of shares, right? If that's your play. So before we look under the hood, I'm gonna just take a look at what's going on in the news headlines. See if Macy's is in the news, if they're relevant, anybody following them, analyzing them, or anything. Let's see what's going on here. All right, we got one off the Wall Street Journal 2 days ago. It says the hot sale going on at department stores, their shares. Maybe that's a way of being sarcastic, talking about their share prices are lower. Here's something came out 11 days on Guru Focus. It says Director Jeffrey Gannett sells 27,132 shares of Macy's. And then it also says, and that was 11 days ago. 12 days ago, the same guy, Director Jeffrey Gannett, sells 19,609 shares of Macy's. Insider sale, Guru Focus, 13 days ago. Insider sale, EVP, Executive Vice President, COO, and CFO, Adrian Mitchell, sells 13,249 shares of Macy's Inc. So either this is scheduled shares or they're insiders are dumping it. Insider Monkey said insiders are selling these 10 retail stocks. Of course, Macy made the list. 5 days ago, same guy, Director Jeffrey Gannett, sells 30,090 shares of Macy's Inc. This is very interesting. Insider sale EVP Chief Transformation and HR Danielle Kurgan sells 66,680 shares of Macy's. Insider sale CEO and Chair-elect Anthony Spring sells 14,859 shares of Macy's 5 days ago. They are dumping, the insiders are dumping the stock. Maybe they know something we don't know. And I'd be interested to see what's going on under the hood. Let's just jump right to statistics. See what we can see. Now, either the Macy's stock ran up and they hit a lick, or they know something that we should be concerned about. So profitability, 0.44%. Operating margin, trailing 12 months, 10.5% to the good. return on assets just over 5%, and return on equity roughly 2.5%. So all four, first of the four key financial ratios are in the positive, which is positive. Revenue for the trailing 12 months, $23.87 billion with a capital B, which represents quarterly revenue growth year over year down 2.4%. So not too bad, but, you know, it's down. EBITDA, earnings before interest, tax, depreciation, amortization, is just shy of $2 billion, $1.97 billion. And, of course, we said earlier they are profitable, 38 cents diluted earnings per share for the trailing 12 months. Let's look at the balance sheet for Macy's. They have $1.03 billion with a capital B sitting in their business checking account relative to a total debt load of just shy of $6 billion for the most recent quarter. So they have enough cash to weather the storm, right? They keep selling stuff, you know, and they can figure it out. They can stay alive. They can fight another day. They have 89.5% institutional ownership. Oh, yeah, they do have, like I mentioned, the dividend. One thing I look at so much for the dividend is the payout ratio, and their payout ratio is absurd. It's a 174%, which basically means this dividend is stressing Macy's out, right? Because if you think about it, they're paying a dividend of 69 cents per share, which goes out, right? That goes out to us, the shareholders. However, they're only earning 38 cents per share, right? So the dividend is stressing Macy's out. I don't think that the dividend is sustainable. And I don't know if you all caught that or not. They're paying out their dividend rate. For the rate is 69 cents per share. They're paying to all of us, the shareholders, per share that somebody else has, they're paying out 69 cents. However, the earnings, what they're bringing in, is 38 cents per share. The dividend is not sustainable. It's stressing them out. I would do some homework to see if they ever halted the dividend or cut it or not paid it. But yeah, they need to bring in more money on the top line or cut some expenses and trim some fat somewhere or something, because if not, they're going to have to cut the dividend, either reduce it or cut it out altogether in order to stay profitable. So I'll keep my eyes peeled for that. And then just some kind of campaign. They need some kind of marketing campaign to make it bring some sex appeal and some eyes and ears, because there's so much competition with retail. And it's not the same like people just going to the mall like they used to back in the day and be Macy's and it's a mall thing. The euphoria, the nostalgia of that relationship that consumers have Macy's is really, I think, in my opinion, mall-based. They didn't really have a lot of standalone stores. It was really like a department store on a maybe a strip mall, mostly inside an indoor mall. I think COVID took a lot of pizzazz from that experience away. People shop online more and do stuff like that. Macy's did take a major dip for pandemic. They had a pandemic low. Looks like right at about $4.38 per share. And on March 30th of 2020, $4.38 per share was their low. Okay. And since then, it's rallied back to it. It hit a peak in November 15th of 2021. It closed at $34.71 a share, got as high as $37.95. A year later, could have got again. It's $4.38 when it hit the floor, and then rallied back literally a year and a half later to a high of $37.95, almost 10x. Since that, those glory days, Macy's pulled back down to a couple of different levels. It's pulled down to around 13, and then a more recent low of 13, 14 at the end of last year, the end of 2023. Since then, it's rallied back up and it's held steady above the $18 mark and is seeing a 52-week high of $22.10. This is a 52-week high. It's been as low as 10.54. Right now, again, 18.56. So it's still a couple of dollars of potential room if it ever runs back to its 52-week high. But the main thing is that looks attractive is that 69 cent per share dividend with the 3.74 yield. But we see that they got to figure out something, or with the most attractive part of this could be gone. And for this particular dessert, what's attractive about it is not the cake, because we missed a lot of the run up as far as appreciation from its 52-week low of 10.54. We could have had an 80%, nearly 80% return on our investment already if we had caught it down in those ranges. At 18.56 and a 52-week high of 22.10, I don't know if there's enough meat still left on the bone to accumulate in this area. I would only do that if I heard, maybe when we listen to the conference calls and break down some things, if I heard something that gave me confidence that they could figure out how to turn things around at Macy's and make it more profitable. Because if it's more profitable, the dividend is more likely to be sustained. And that's the real silver lining for this company. But again, unless you got a lot of cash you're working with, dividend investment could take a quite some time. But it does have a more attractive dividend than just keeping your money in a traditional savings account at a commercial bank or credit union. All right. So that's Macy's Inc. for you. Capital M is their ticker. That is their ticker. So we're going to take a pause for the calls and go and check out some of the sponsors who make this content possible. And we certainly want to support them and thank them. We're very grateful for all they do to help make the Bullish Picks podcast possible. All right. So we'll be back with more right here on the Bullish Picks podcast with your main man, 100 grand, Ken Blank Sorrell. We out.
Great meals start with Mount Sinai olive oil. Mount Sinai olive oil is first cold pressed with no added preservatives, which gives it a rich and delicious flavor. No matter what's for dinner, Mount Sinai olive oil is here with the delicious pure oil to pair it with. Shop online at MountSinaiOliveOil.com.